Well, I think I mentioned the CARE agenda earlier. Grassroots Global Justice just launched a CARE agenda. And that means, what that means is being able to provide for the basic necessities of people, healthcare, housing, right? That there's enough resources and resources in the world to be able to care for people. And really what that resource is being taken away from us in the interest of war, imperialism, militarization, right? And for profit for the very elite few. And so part of, for me, what is exciting also about being here in Brazil and being with 45 other countries, leaders from 45 other countries, is that we get to see what our common struggles are as affected people, right? The U.S. Is also affected by dams, data centers, climate crisis, right? And we have our rightful place. I personally and our movements have an investment in repairing the harms that U.S. imperialism has caused on our peoples and the peoples of the world. Yeah, because, right, like the U.S. imperialism and capitalism has disorganized and confused people in the U.S. to believe that we're better than everybody else, that we're exceptional, right? But what this situation is showing is that actually we have an interest, people in the U.S., to join with the people of the world who are impacted by imperialism to fight for a completely different future. And so I'm not sure if that's helpful, but that to me is one of the exciting things about being here in Brazil, being at COP30 and the People's Summit, is that we have an opportunity to repair those relationships and actually move side by side and along each other to change society.
Yeah, the questions